Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau. Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the second International Film Festival and Awards Macau. I'm very pleased to be joined by director Ophir Raoul Kreitzer, presenting his wonderful film, The Cake Maker, here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to maybe introduce the film a little bit?
Yes, it's a personal film. It's a story about a guy called Thomas, who is a baker, who works in a nice bakery. He has his own bakery in Berlin. And one of his permanent clients, who keeps repeating him, is Oren, an Israeli guy who comes to Berlin once a month for his job. This Oren is from Jerusalem, from Israel. He has a wife, he has a child. And whenever he comes to Berlin, he goes to this bakery to eat the cakes that Thomas is making. And they're having an affair, actually. They're starting to have an affair and fall in love. But this affair is very quickly disrupted when Oren dies in a car accident in Jerusalem. And the story really begins when Thomas finds out that Oren died. So he goes to Jerusalem and starts to infiltrate into the life of Oren. He finds the wife, he finds the son, and he starts getting involved in the life of the wife of his dead lover.
So I was very happy to attend the screening, and before the movie, you mentioned that this is your story. Why is it your story?
Well, it is based on some events in my life that really happened to me. To me and to other people that were close to me. I mean, the story itself, the narrative, this double life and this death is something I know. I knew somebody who had a double life. And he had a wife and children and a respectful job in the community, and everybody knew him, but he was having an affair with men, having this other side to him. And he died. He died from a disease. And when he died, I found out about this from his wife, actually. I was some kind of a friend of the family. And I just got an email from her one day where she told me that he died. I haven't been in touch with him for 2 years. So that was 10 years ago almost, more than 10 years, and I was struck by the fact that maybe when he was gone, maybe she found out about what he actually did all these years, having affairs with men, having sex with men.
Because it wouldn't be accepted in that culture?
Well, it was in Italy. It's like an Italian family. I mean, I'm from Israel, right. Born and raised. I live in Germany, but this person, this family, is actually an Italian family. And yes, it is. This is a very Catholic environment. Even though it's very liberal and full of art and music and movies, in the end of the day, it's very Catholic, very conservative. And where this person came from, and I think that when one finds out that he's into men, but chooses nevertheless to marry a woman and have this normal life accepted by the society. So I think it's, of course, it's influenced by the fact that you don't want to be an outsider. I mean, you do that, you build these parallel lives because you don't want to be somebody else. You want to be somebody which is correct, you know, for the society.
In the end, it's kind of like a reflection on love.
Yes, it is also correct. I mean, it's the thing is that the film itself is like all the themes in the movie, the food, the baking, the kosher, the conflict between Jewish and Christian, or maybe between Israeli and German, East and West. This is all for my life. This is my story, my thing. And but what the main thing that I topped it all is with this relationship. I mean, all these other subjects, the food and the kosher, the religion, the cultures, it's all in the end, like there is one important thing which is above them all. And this is the connection being created by these two people who lost the same person, who loved the same person, and they find a way to connect to each other. And this connection is some kind of love. It's not it's not a love that you can name. It's not romantic, it's not sexual, it's not a platonic, it's something fluid, it's something in between that you cannot define.
But before the interview, you asked me if I thought the audience responded well. And I just remembered now that one of the moments in which the audience definitely responded well was the moments in which you shot all those wonderful food and cakes. But I, correct me if I'm wrong, I read somewhere that you kind of studied gastronomy, is that correct?
No, but I worked, since I was 16 years old, I worked in restaurants and in cafes and kitchens mostly, making sandwiches and washing dishes, and this is something that I live it, the food and the gastronomy. I mean, let's say films, movies, this is my life, this is my story. Food is very important in my life, but not because it's something that I want to study or I never wanted to be a chef or something like this. It's just the opposite. It's because that food is something which is very simple and very elemental and very basic in our lives, very basic in our lives. And the film is talking about that also, that through the food, they manage to connect. Through the food, they find each other. Also, through the food, they find out. I mean, she eats the cookies he's making, and these cookies remind her, the cookies her husband used to bring her from Germany. You know, so it's all around the food.
Visually, it's also very, very beautiful. So sometimes in some movies, you get these spectacular special effects, but then you see that, like, well-shot footage of food is literally beautiful to watch. So that's also important.
Yeah, I mean, aesthetically speaking, it's a very, very beautiful thing to look at food, because food is, we see it and we get tempted by it, we want to touch it, we want to feel it, we want to eat it, because it looks, especially when you shoot dough, when you shoot cakes and dough, so, I mean, the dough, it looks like the skin of a person, you know, it has the same color, and when you touch it and you knead it, so it's a very sensual thing also. So it's all connected.
It took you a long time to get this film off the ground. I understand it was about 8 years. So that's a big chunk of your life. It's a very personal and passionate... there's a lot of passion in this project.
Yes, there's a lot of passion in the project. And the main thing is the fact that I mean, it took many, many years for a very simple reason, that we couldn't finance the film. We tried to get money. We applied for all the funds in Israel, in Germany, and we got very, very, very little support from one fund in Israel, and that's it. All the other funds, they kept postponing the film, postponing, and that's why it took 8 years. And the thing is that in some point you have to tell yourself, okay, do I really want to continue this? Because all of these years I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm editing porn, I'm not kidding. I mean, I worked in so many different jobs, trying to find, you know, a way to pay for my own life, you know, to pay my rent and this, and always fighting. And in some point, I think it's very clear that you have to just give up and say, no, I mean, I can't, you know, continue to sacrifice and everything in order to make this film. But I couldn't give up. I wouldn't give up. So I just fought. And in the end, what happened is that me and my producer, we had a little talk about this. And we said, okay, either we give up yet, because we give up now. We have now this, we got this only little, very, very little money. I'm talking about less than 100,000 euros, very little money. And we had to choose, either we do the film now with this money, or we're going to lose this money and never do the film at all after, like, let's say, 7 years' work. So we said, okay, damn it, we're just going to do it. We're just going to find a way, and we did it. And so I went to Jerusalem, of course, at my own expenses, and I found all the location, and I did all the casting. I did, like, 90% of the work myself. And we managed to find solutions, artistic solution, production solution to most of the problems, and we managed to just do the film.
And I thank you very much for talking to us about it. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you for you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.